When it comes to a Shana Meuberes, there's a big shaila in halacha. Which of the two Adars is the main Adar, and which is the Tosefes? And this seems to be a shaila which is discussed not in Bavli, but in Yerushalmi, in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. And it comes up in all four Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. And it's a very complex sugya. What we're going to focus on in Mitzvah Hashem is the Gemara in that very same sugya, Maseches Megillah and Yerushalmi, that notes something which we don't find in Bavli, nor in the Medrash, only in Yerushalmi. So it begins with the statement of Rav Chelbo, which we find as well in the Gemara Bavli. In the discussion in the first parak, whether or not Purim should be observed in a leap year in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, so we have two opinions in the Tanoim. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, I believe who it is, we observe it in Adar Sheni, according to one opinion, Kedei Lismach Geula L'Geula. That Purim and Pesach should be next to each other, both are Geula, they deserve to be neighbors. And again, we find that member also in Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi adds, Reb Levi B'Shem Reb Chama Bar Chanina, Oisa Hashana Haisa Muberes, that year that the Nes of Purim took place was a leap year. Matam, because it says in Pasuk, Niyoyim L'Yoyim U'Mechoydesh L'Chaydesh Shneim Asar Hu Chodesh Adar, the 12th month, which is Chodesh Adar. It's very unclear for the Mepharshim what's the Raya. All it says in the Pasuk is Shneim Asar Chodesh Hu Chodesh Adar. Maybe it's Mechodesh L'Chodesh. Al Kapanim, this is a memo which we find only in Yerushalmi. On the other hand, when it comes to the following memo, Vayavor Mordechai. So Chazal say he was over on Pesach for that year. No matzah, no mor, no seder. Such a memo is only Bavli and in the Medrash, but not found in Yerushalmi. So let's see if we could put this together to try to understand the Shitas Yerushalmi, Masha Enkein, Shitas Bavli, seemingly, that year was a Shana Muberes. And what significance would that have, and impact would that have on the Nes of Purim? So we find, the very first time, and the Klal, as you all know, is the first time something is mentioned in the Torah is always the Makor and the Shorash to that thing. The first Melchemes Amalek is Moshe, Yeshua at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Moshe says to Yeshua, "Bachar lanu anashim, find for us men, good men to go out there." So Chizkuni writes, and so does Rabbeinu Ephraim, that Moshe was telling Yeshua that when choosing the soldiers for this Melchem against Amalek, to choose people whose birthdays fall out in Adar Sheni. Why is that? Because they explain that Amalek is always going with the Mazalas, and they don't find a regular battle. It's a spiritual battle where they use Kishuv. And they look at the Mazalas, and they're able to be Poel and Yonim through the Mazalas. Adar Sheni does not have a Mazal. So sending troops who come from Adar Sheni, that they're born in Adar Sheni, is a sure victory for the Kedusha for Klal Yisrael. Because what can Amalek do to men, to soldiers who don't have a birthday where there's a mazel? A mazel to Yisrael. It's niskayim in a certain way, biyoiser, in the month of Adar Sheni. So it's a very interesting thing. Now we know, based on that, that Amalek, Haman, one and the same, Haman is Amaleki. And the whole concept of Hipo Pulhu Hagoyrol wasn't just randomness, coincidence. It had to do with Kishuv, that he was Poel using the mazalas. And he was very happy that it fell out in Chodesh Adar. So now, we can understand why Mordechai was successful in that he was the Melech, the Nasi, the Av Beis Din, and he could be Poel, an Inyan of Ibur Shana. The fact that he knew Baruch HaKodesh, that it fell out in the month of Adar, was very good, because he just sidestepped everything. By making Adar, which is the month that Haman and his people would go to war against Bnei Yisrael, so the fact that Mordechai said, "Hey, I'm turning that into an Adar Sheni," means that it goes back to the Moshe Melcham against Amalek. B'chor, that's the Pashup Shat, what's going on over here. Oysa Shana Muberes Haysa, that since he turned the regular Adar into an Adar Sheni. So that war, which would take place, which did take place, with Klai Yisrael versus Amalek, so Klai Yisrael, they totally defeated them, destroyed them, decimated them, 75,000, whatever the number was. It was a Malamin Azmal, a Malamin Ateva. For this sin. That would be the Chor of the Pashup Shat as to what it means, Shanam Hubaris Haisa, and the impact that it had on the Nes. Mechor that Pashup. However, there's another way, perhaps, to say it. The Gemara tells us that when it comes to Ibor, it has to be done in a certain time frame. We're not Ma'abaris Hashanah, unless it's after Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the possibility of making an Ibor Shana. And that says the Rishonim, because they may come to forget, and other reasons why not, but it's not a Din D'Oraisa. And once Adar is over, and Nisan has begun, so the possibility of making an Ibur out of Adar is not possible. It's impossible. Once Adar is over, and Nisan has come in, so we can't go back and say, well, now let's make this Nisan into another Sheni. That's not going to work. So it can't be after Adar is over, and it can't be before Rosh Hashanah. So once you hit Nisan, you're off limits. Which is a big chiddush, because why not? You're in the middle of Nisan. All you have to do is say, let this be Adar Sheni. But you can't do that. Once Nisan comes in, that's off limits. So we know that the entire Nes of Purim took place very quickly in the month of Nisan. Kipapul Hura Goyro, that was someone he did in Chaydash Nisan, and just in the few days after that, he was already hung in the gallows. Everything happened, Gimel Yedal, Tesvav, Tesain, Nisan. When exactly each thing happened, the Shail and the Chazal. Al Kapanim, perhaps, when the Gemara said in Yerushalmi, Ba'isa Shanim Huberas Haisa, there's a different shot than the first shot which we said. The first pshat which we said was that 12 months later, in Chodesh Adar, that's when Mordechai made another Sheni. It could be that according to Yerushalmi, this is what Mordechai did. It was already holding a Nisan. And Me'ikra did, he couldn't make that into another Sheni. But what happened was, Vayavar Mordechai means that Mordechai did an Aveira in Hilchas Ibur Shana, and he turned that Nisan into another Sheni. So that would be a very interesting chiddush. But it would, going back to the questions, it would kind of make sense out of everything. Because Bavli doesn't mention anything about Ashana Muberes. And when it refers to Vayavar Mordechai, which is Vayavar Zalashana Veira, the Bavli explains Vayavar Mordechai means that it was Taka Pesach, but he called off Pesach, which means to say that it was Nisan. And he just said, we're not celebrating Pesach this year. But Yerushalmi, which doesn't make that drasha, it doesn't say Vayavar Mordechai means that he called off Pesach that year. It doesn't say that. There's no drasha Vayavar Mordechai. All Yerushalmi says is Ayisa Shana Muberes Haisa, and it gives a very cryptic pasuk. So could be the pshat Yerushalmi is this, that Vayavar Mordechai means that Mordechai turned it into an Ibur Shana. But that month, which is the month that they were holding in, he made it into an Ibur Shana, means that what was the Aveira that Mordechai did? Not like Bavli says the Aveira was that he called off Pesach. He didn't call off Pesach, he called off Nisan. And he said, I'm turning this Nisan into Adar Sheni. And now it's Adar Sheni. But that's the Vayavar Mordechai. The Avera was, not that he called off Pesach, which is a Daraisa. He just said, although the Rabbanan say that you can't do Ibar at this time, I'm reversing that and saying, no, we're turning this Nisan into Adar Sheni. Yeah, that's Vayavar. But really, what's nice is that this Vayavar has three implications now. Vayavar means he did an Aveira, which he did, because he said, we're turning Nisan into Adar Sheni, which normally you can't do because it's too late for that. Secondly, Vayavar Mordechai is a Lashon Ibor, that he made an Ibor Shana, and also it's a Lashon Avar, which means that although now it was Nisan, it was a new year, he's going back to last year. So there's three different definitions from that word Avar, how it's bringing out that Sugya. According to this, it's very nice what the Gemara says before that. We had said before that what does Yerushalmi do? It says, it quotes the first Memra, which is a Bchelbo, to be Soymech Gula L'Geula, and then it says, Oysa Shalom Uberes Haisa. So why should we be Soymech Gula L'Geula? Because it's a nice thing, because Gula is our friends? According to this, it's very nice. Because look what happened. It was Pesach, it was the middle of the month, it was Yedal Tesvav, right? And then Mordechai came and he said, this is not going to be Yudal Tesvav Nisan anymore, it's going to be Yudal Tesvav Adar Sheni. So according to this, the reason why it's Mitzvah Gula L'Gula is what? It's because he turned Pesach into Purim. So the Mitzvah Gula L'Gula doesn't mean that just to have them next to each other. He turned Pesach into Purim. So the reason why, according to Yerushalmi, we celebrate Adar Sheni is because Adar Sheni is the month that Purim took place. Because he turned Nisan into Adar Sheni. What's interesting is that you find such a musag like this in Tishrei and Elul. First, let's just begin with the following. Remember, the Gemara says in Yerushalmi as well, "Darash is lakel goymer alai," that Chazal are in charge of the Zmanin, the Rabbanan, the Sanhedrin, that if they go ahead and they make an Ibar Shana, the Bisula HaChayzen, the Bisulim of a young girl less than 3, her Bisula can come back. Which means that we know that until the age of 3, if a Katana loses her Bisulim, it will come back. Right? Until she reaches the age of 3. So Chazal say in Yerushalmi that if 12 months are up, and then Chazal say no, we're making an Ibrashana, so even if her Bisulim should not come back because the 12 months are up, it will come back because it only will not come back once the year is up. But since they extended the year, Bisulusei HaChayzer. So you see, and this is why I'm bringing this down many times, Akedekach, what type of Shlita the Klai Yisrael has on the Zman. We're the Bailam on the Zman and not the opposite. Which is really a Nisan de Ganinian as it is. What's interesting is that the Svarim say that the month of Elul is really 40 days long. The Elul continues in, up and until Yom HaKippur. That's why Anila Doidi Vidoidili is Rashi Tevas Elul. But the Sobe Tevas are Yud, 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 which is Gematria 40, because really Elul is 40 days. So we see that Elul really extends itself into Tishrei. And this is hinted to that which the Gemara said earlier, because we had said the Bisuleha Chayzun. We know the mazal for Chodesh Elul is Bisula. And so even though it goes into Tishrei, which is the mazal of Maznayim, but the fact is that Elul goes into Tishrei means Bisula Seha Chayzun, that the mazal of Bisula sticks around. Even though Rosh Hashanah really would bring on a new mazal called Maznayim, no. That's why we don't do Bechas HaChodesh, we don't do Kiddush HaChodesh, we don't do the Bechas HaChodesh and Musaf Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh benching. We don't do it for Tishrei. Bakesa liyabchagenu. But the implication is that we're not calling Tishrei yet. Really, Elul continues. Those are the 40 days of Elul. And Besula Sechais, it means that the mazel of Besulim, which is Elul, it comes back. So you see that we know that there's two Rosh Hashanim. There's Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei and there's also Nisan. So we see it ready from Elul into Tishrei. There's such a musug that the year extends itself and goes into Tishrei. And the same thing is true when it comes to Adar and to Nisan. That Adar goes into Nisan, the Hainu, that the fact that you can make an Ibar Shana means that there's an extension of the end of the year into the beginning of the year. Why does that happen on Rosh Hashanah? The reason why that happens, we've spoken about in the past, the Zohar says that Yitzhak had a feminine neshama, but because of the Akedah, going on the Akedah, he was zeichet to a masculine neshama, now able to have children. The reason why that is because Yitzhak made himself like into an Isha. Why? Because he followed Avram blindly, like an Isha follows her husband. Ish k'sheira oisus v'sayin bala. That since Yitzhak went with such bitachon and tmimos after Avram Avinu, like an Isha achar baila, that's like the mazel basula. So memela, he was zeichet that he was able to transfer that neshama of nekeva into a zachar. Now the Ari says that the months of the year divide into nekeva into zachar. That from Tishrei until Adar is zachar. And from Nisan until Elul is Nekeva. So the fact that you're extending Elul into Rosh Hashanah means like you're turning the Zachar into a Nekeva, right? Because you're turning Tishrei into Elul means like you're turning the Zachar into a Nekeva. So that's what happened. Since Yitzhak, who was a Zachar, but he acted like a Nekeva, he was Zeich as his Chai, that his Nekeva should turn into Zachar. And the same thing is true with Esther when it comes to Purim. That Esther was an Isha, but she acted like a Zachar. And she acted like a Zachar. First, a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh to go into Achashverosh. That Gevurah was very much Mitzad Dachar. On top of that, she's bossing Mordechai around. Mordechai is her husband. Vatitzaveil Mordechai. And she's saying, Leich Knosa Kol Yehudim. And then she goes in, Vatul Bashester Malchus. What the Megillah is bringing out is that she was a Nukva, but she was acting like a Dachar. So because of that Koyach, so really Adar, which is Mitzad Zachar, and Yisum, which is on Nekeva, so it's like Nekeva turns into Zachar. So that's exactly what Esther was poiled. And that's really the whole secret of the Ibur Shana. The reason why it's called an Ibur Shana is because it's a feminine Inyan. It's a feminine Inyan. The fact that Adar runs into Nisan, Nisan is the Inyan of Nekeva, so the fact that Nisan has the Kech to turn a month of Adar into Nadar Sheni, because Nisan is the Inyan of Nukva. It's the beginning of Nukva, which has the Koyach of Ibur. Akapunim, we see this Inyan, that Nisan has the Koyach to be Mahapich into Nadar Sheni because of the Tzad Nukva Shemayin. Where did Mordechai get this idea from? Where did he see this Inyan that he could bring a Hatzalah to Klal Yisrael by making an Ibur Shana? Like, we're trying to understand, the Yerushalmi is just telling us something which is historical information. That Oso Shana Ha'isa Mubaris. I'll just point out parenthetically, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the year that Yitzchak was born is also Shana Mubaris. Yitzchak was born in Nisan, and it connects to the Akedah, which is Yitzchak. Anyways, the Gemara says that Sarah, Shana Mubaris Ha'isa, Sarah connects to Esther. We're not going into it right now. Anyways, where did Mordechai get this idea that he could be Poel Yishra for Klai Yisrael based on the idea of a Shana Mubaris? So perhaps based like this. The Gemara tells us in the first parak of Megillah that when Achashverosh was being done whether or not to kill Vashti, he asked, the Pasuk says, the Chachamim Yoidi Ha'itim. Who are the Chachamim Yoidi Ha'itim? So Chazal say, the Chachamim is the Chachma Yisrael, Yoidi Ha'itim, those who know this man in the Shevi Yisachar. Because they are the ones who know how to be done the Ibur Shana. That's what the Gemara says. So Achashverosh asked the advice of Shevet Yisachar, who were the Sanhedrin, because they know what to do with an Ibur Shana. The question is obvious. Why should the Chachamim who know the Ibur Shana have proper Eitza for a Shiloh between a Shalom Bayis Shiloh between Achashverosh and Vashti? What's the connection? So this is brought down in the Medrash as well. What's the connection? So Pashtus is that what Chazal say, the Rishonim bring out, that Ibur Shana is an Inyan of Dina Nefashos, like we said before. Like a Besula Lechoizrin, if she's Mizane, so it's Shailin in Pikuach Nev, it's a Shailin Dina Nefashos. And that's really what the Gemara seems to say, because the Chacham, the Yoyed Eitim, reply to Achashverosh, and they say, from the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we can't be Dan Dina Nefashos. So you see that Ibur Shana Dina Nefashos is really one Inyan. It's one Inyan. It's associated with Dina Nefashos. That would be the Pashtus. The Ibur Shana has a Shaychus to Dina Nefashos. Another pshat is like this. Ibur Shana, that Chachma, requires the ability in the Chachma to be able to take things which are in stira with each other and to make them one. To be miyashav a stira. Because there's Shnas HaLevana, there's Shnas HaChama, and they don't line up with each other. So the Seid HaIbur means that you can align the Shnei Shanim, the Shnas HaLevana and the Shnas HaChama Zabizeh. And here, Achashverosh had a very similar question. On the one hand, Vashti is his wife and he loves her very much. On the other hand, she was married by Malchus. So really, she should technically be Chayv Misa, but why would he want to kill the queen? So much she loves. So he needed a way out. He needed a loophole so that they could find a way to say that she's a married by Malchus, but she should also stay alive. Just like you're able to make Shalom between the Shnasa Ibor, the Shnasa Van and Shnasa Cham, which you know the Cham is the Ish, and the Levana is the Isha, so you have to make Shalom Bayis between the Cham and the Levana. And that's exactly what been a way where, and nobody gets hurt. But then Haman jumped in and he said, "Not, and it's not going to work. This is not just a Shalom Bayis Shalom between Achashverosh and Vashti. The whole kingdom is going to be in upheaval if you do such a thing, because then the woman will not respect their husbands anymore. It's going to be chaos, and the whole Malchus is going to go down the drain." That was Haman's ploy. The reason why he did that, because he wanted to take Vashti, was really the only real Malchus. She was Mizera Malchus. Achashverosh was a stable boy. So Kol Zman that Vashti was the queen, Haman couldn't be the king, because Vashti is married to Achashverosh. But now if Vashti could be eliminated, and Achashverosh is not Mizera Malucha, so who's to say Achashverosh is any better than Haman? And that's why he set up Achashverosh to be killed with Piksam Viserish, because if Achashverosh could be eliminated, so then Haman can come in. So it was all planned that Haman had, that he was working through, so that he should become the king. But Al-Kopanim, the reason Achashverosh turned to the Chachmi Ha'ibur was because he needed to make Shalom. Just like the Chama Levanim make Shalom, he needed a Pesach, which would be Shalom between Merida B'Malchus and the fact that she was his wife. But Haman came in and he stole the show. Anyways, Mordechai saw that Achashverosh asked, who? The Chachmi Ha'ibur, the Seid HaIbur. And he registered that in his mind. And he said, for what is Achashverosh as the Melech speaking to the Seid HaIbur people? And he remembered this halacha. And when he saw the Maisa later on, what happened with Haman and Achashverosh, he remembered what happened years earlier, the whole Inyan, of the fact that Achashverosh asked the Chachmi HaIbur. And he says, it must be that this Inyan is tali in the Chachmi. Because how is it that Esther came to the Malchus from the very beginning? Only because the Shaila was asked to the Chachmi Ayibur. So he registered that this whole union of Esther and go, something needs to come from the Chachmi Ayibur. And that's why the whole drasha that the Gemara learns out, where how do we know to lay in the Megillah, is Niskarim v'Nasim. Niskarim is the Megillah, and Nasim is the Mitzvah Sayyim. Niskarim v'Nasim is also what Chazal say, that a person is Roya Halacha, he's Roya Halacha, v'Niskar Maisa. That he's Roya Maisa v'Niskar Halacha. He sees a Maisa and he remembers the Halacha. That's exactly what happened. That's called Niskarim v'Nasim. He saw the Maisa unfolding, and he remembered the Halacha. Niskarim v'Nasim. So because Mordechai remembered what took place, that Shaila Achashverosh asked the Soid HaIbor to the Sanhedrin, to the Shevet Yisrael, who know the Soid HaIbor, he registered that this is not just a Shaila where there's no answer to that question. They didn't have an answer to Achashverosh, but there's going to be an answer to this at some point. We're going to need the Soid HaIbor in order to make Gula Yisrael, in this whole parasha of Achashverosh and Haman and Esther. So Mamela, he banked on the Soid HaIbor, which he did. And that's perhaps what the Gemara Yishalami is bringing out. Again, it's not just a historical context. Shana Muberes Haisa. Coming to say that the Nes happened because of Shana Muberes. Either because, like the first Pshat, that it was later that year in Chodesh Adar that he turned into Nader Sheini. And Mamela, since there's no Shlita for Amalek in Nader Sheini, so Mamela, that's where the victorious in the war, or, I should say, and, right? No, that in, what happened was is that he made Chodesh Nisan into Nader Sheini. In which case, 12 months later, it's not going to be Chodesh Adar anymore. That's what the pasuk says. Who Chodesh Adar? That Haman thought that the 12th month is going to be Adar, but now that he made a Nimrishana, the 12 months later is not going to be Adar anymore. So really, the two pshatim go together. That on the war end, later on, it wasn't the 12th month; it wasn't Adar anymore. But the fact also that he turned Nisan into Adar Sheni Memela. That's why we celebrate Adar Sheni, because he turned the middle of the month of Nisan into Purim. So we see the connection that the Shnas Shana Muberes has, like this year, the impact that it had on the Nesapur.